Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Head coach Pat Baldwin now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. You had to remind me about our record, huh?
Well, better than last year. And when you look at this record, what you're looking for is progression. Yeah, you want to win everything, but give me the synopsis of your season, because you had a couple of good wins, a couple of solid wins, and a couple of wins that got away from you.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it kind of being, you know, a little bit bittersweet from the standpoint of, you know, there were some really close games that we ended up losing that you wish that you could have back. And when you look back at those games, and if it's, you know, it turns out a little bit differently, you know, you're 9-9 or 10-8 or 11-7, whatever, and maybe it just changes the trajectory of you know, how you feel, you know, about the season and where our seeding is going into the tournament. But it's sweet from the standpoint where we understand where we came from. I got the job late in June, had to, you know, piece things together. Put in, you know, a lot of different things, and you're trying to establish a culture and all of those things. And for our guys to pick it up as quickly as they did, to assimilate into, you know, what we wanted to do with our program, they've done a great job. And we're extremely excited heading into, you know, this postseason with our conference tournament.
When you talk about getting in the job in June and establishing a culture, you and I talked about this back in late November, early December. And you had talked about that then, and I had asked you, I said, how difficult is it with the program that's been in flux? You've had numerous coaches there in the last few years, and it really does make, you know, guys spin. It also, you know, when you talk about recruiting, people question the stability of the program and such. So after a year now under your belt, and you're still not done, but after a year now under your belt, how stable, how have you been able to kind of stem the tide and say, okay, we're back on track. We know what direction we're all heading in. You've installed your culture now. Guys can talk to recruits that can come in, or guys can talk to guys that might want to come into the system. How do you feel about where the program is now?
Well, I think, first of all, I think it's in really good shape. You know, when you come into a program and you're trying to rebuild, you know, number one, you have to get a great staff. You have to have those guys behind you that are not only selling, you know, me as the head coach, but also, you know, working with our guys on a continuous basis and helping them understand where we're going with the program. So our staff has been great. And then I credit our guys, our players, who have really stepped up. And they could have easily, you know, not welcomed me in here. They could not have accepted some of the things that I wanted to do with the program. But they've been all in. You know, we talk in our program about, you know, building, you know, brick by brick and, you know, 2 feet in. You know, when you have 2 feet in, your shoulders are square to whomever's leading your program. They're square to the process and the vision that you have. And so that's what our guys have had with their buy-in. And so from that standpoint, it's made it, you know, made the transition, I wouldn't say seamless, but if there were some rocky times, you know, we were able to get through them because of our staff and because of our players.
Now getting ready for the tournament, you know, you can go on a run. I mean, you know, anything can happen. You're a team that, you know, can beat anybody. You've played well at times this season. You've had a couple of off games. Now you need to string some good games together. So what do you tell your guys going into this tournament?
You know, I tell them to play with confidence and, you know, put your chips all out on the table. You know, this is a one-and-done scenario for everyone. So some teams may go in there extremely, you know, tight, and the other teams may go in there loose. I want our guys to play hard. I want them to, you know, understand that, you know, we're throwing all of our chips in. You know, I want them to play aggressively. You know, the only mistakes that are made is if you're passive and if you're afraid. And you're going to make mistakes, but I want them to be aggressive. I want them to, you know, putting everything out there, and we'll let everything happen after that.
You had some good wins. You go back to the Wright State win. Wright State, one of the top teams in your conference, and you go to a game like that where you hung on to win 74-73 in that one. And I know Bell had 18 points, but that was one of those I thought where, okay, you get a couple wins like that down the stretch, who knows what can happen. But that had to be a confidence builder going into this tournament, knowing you can beat anybody.
Yeah, you know, we had beaten Wright State twice this year. And, you know, the first game, I think in both games, we've pretty much controlled both of those games. And then late against Wright State the second time, you know, we let the lead slip away and got a little careless with some things. And, you know, but certainly that is a confidence builder for us. You know, playing against Northern Kentucky and even Oakland, where we didn't play as well. Or I'm sorry, we played better in both of those second games, and had a chance to win against Oakland. You know, our guys are confident. They know that we can play against anyone. They know that, you know, we have just as much talent as anyone. It's just a matter of finishing close games, and we're constantly working on that, watching film, you know, doing situations in practice so that when we come up with those things during games and late situations, we can make the plays we need to.
It was about a month ago, you guys, a little bit less than a month, actually, you guys went toe-to-toe with Northern Kentucky down there at their place and ended up coming a couple of points short in that one. And that, again, I go back to, though you knocked off Wright State, that had to be a confidence builder as well when you're talking about the top team in the Horizon League at their house going toe-to-toe with that team as well.
Yeah, when we talk about our confidence and playing at a high level, we felt going into that game that we should win. And that's our expectation in every single game that we win, and that's the confidence our guys are getting every single time we step out on the floor, that if we do the things that we game plan for and what our guys are capable of doing, we feel like we can come out on top. And, you know, a game like Northern Kentucky, again, where we're leading and we have, you know, control for the most part, you know, it's just, you know, late game where we have to make plays, and it's up to me to put our guys in those positions in order to make plays, but also it's up to me to continue giving those guys confidence, whether it's a shot, whether it's a defensive stop here or there. And you know, same thing against Oakland. We controlled the game. We were up, and you know, we let a late lead slip away, and we had some plays late that we didn't make, but our guys are confident that when we're in those situations that we're going to, you know, have the right play call. We're going to have the right guys, you know, taking the shot. And everybody is playing and clicking and playing together for those wins.
Talking with head coach at UW Milwaukee, Pat Baldwin, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Coach, before I let you go, I know you're getting ready for the tournament, but with all that has come out regarding college basketball in such an incredibly negative light, once you started reading and hearing about all the different, you know, I guess innuendos, charges, you know, evidence, whatever it happens to be, what do you think personally, and what does that do for the sport itself?
You know, it is a black eye on the sport. So what it does for me personally is it makes me look at our program and what are we doing. So there's those checks and balances that you have to do with your program. Are we vetting the right people? You know, when we're recruiting, are we talking to the right people? You know, are the parents involved? Is the high school coach involved? Yes, we're talking to AAU coach. And I think at this level, you know, I honestly don't think there's agents involved at our level with the kids that we're recruiting, but we still have to do our due diligence with the type of kids that we're bringing in here, and that fit the vision that we want and the goals that we've set for this program. You know, so I look at myself and I don't know what's going on in other programs, so I can't act like I know, and I can't, you know, to comment about it would be irresponsible on my end to say this guy should have done that or what are you doing. And obviously, you know, you want the game to be cleaned up. You want kids to play for the right reasons. You want them to come, you know, to school, you know, for the right reasons from the standpoint of it's an education. You're getting a great degree from wherever you're going to school at. And then you're getting the chance to play high-level basketball, you know, and all the pro stuff that will come. You know, the most important thing that I think about, too, is, you know, you just want to make sure that kids that are 17, 18, 19 years old, and maybe 20 as they're in college, that they have the right people in their corner and behind them to help them make the right decisions.
Coach, always a pleasure. Okay, no, go ahead. I was going to say go ahead and finish.
No, that's it.
Okay. No, I've always a pleasure to chat with you. I wish you guys the best of luck heading into the tournament this year. Good job. I mean, you took a step forward this year. Now, like you said, your culture's in place, and hopefully you can expound upon it. We'll be talking about bigger and better things next year as well. But good luck going into the tournament, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. There you go. Pat Baldwin, head coach for the UW-Milwaukee men's basketball program, head coach of the Panthers, and they're heading into the Horizon League tournament. They made some strides this year. As he had said, he didn't get the job till June. Needed to change things over and kind of install his culture. And now you wait and see. You know, they have to have some stability over there at UWM. I mean, I can remember, and I know it dates me to a certain extent, but I remember when Pearl was there. And really, when Bo Ryan was there, Bo Ryan started stocking the cupboard and did it in a particular way. Bo Ryan left, and we know what he did when he went on to UW. And then Bruce Pearl came in and took it to an incredibly exciting level. And there have been people that have just been salivating over that program to get back to that and be that competitive third force in the area. And whether it's them or Green Bay, both of those programs have had success. Both of those programs have tasted it and then fallen back, and now they got to build it back up again. So best of luck to the UWM men's basketball program. He joined us, by the way, on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.